We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are now page Peibet 82, Ot Lamed Dalet. Tachlit Sibat Shvira Haite Kedesh Yisrael Itaknu Olamot V'Yivariru Hatov Be'ara. So now we're coming to the actual essence of the Limud, which is a great sugya called the Shvirat Malachim. And due to the Shvira of the Malachim comes the whole inyan of the Aliyat Birurim, the Aliyah of the broken vessels that fell into the lower world and bringing it up, bringing them back up into the world of Atzilut. And why I call that so central? Because all, as I said many, many times, all our Torah and Mitzvot, all the sod of all that, why we do that is all based on this concept over here that we're going to be learning. So let's just jump into it. Od lamedal ve'ata tzirichim anu lehashlim livaer ma haita tachlit sibat shvirat akilim umitat melachim. First of all, we have to establish why exactly did they break. Ve'lama tzirichim lishtalshelot ha'olamot ad asiyah tachtona. Why do we need all this, these complexities of the building of the world, building of these the multiple patsufim and the infinite amount of sfirot that go behind this great Ilana Kadosh? Why do we need all that? Sheba kol minei nivraim shonim mushmonim umishonim bimadregot le'en ketz, where infinite amount of details in this great edifice that was built, which is this construct called the Patsufen Olamot, Tovim, Obenonim, V'ra'im. V'lama ayat zirich olam choshech v'ra, olam male klipot, yitzirin, bishin, tuma, sitra, achas. Why do we know all these negative elements also part and parcel of this great edifice that we're building? What does that negative entity have to do with anything? Why was that introduced over here? V'hine, kifi anal ba'ote kodem, according to what we said earlier on, muvua me'ata, she'adam ha'tachton hu tachlit abriya kula, that the person is a central focus of all that was created. Because only the person has free choice. And everything else, even the angels, eino bale baale bechira. Kemo shekatuv, ve'natati lecha malachim ben omdim ha'ele. And like it says in Zechariah, and I will place amongst you the malachim. Shenikrei malachim omdim mipnei she'enem bale bechira. Why they called, I would put these standing, natati lecha malachim ben omdim ha'ele, between these people, between the standing, between the fact that they're standing. Why are they called standing? Why the fact that they stand? We know that they never sit. They don't have actually knees to sit. It's just a remez to show that they don't have this opportunity of bechira to whether stand or sit or not. Ein lahem aliyah yirida bekoach atzmam, and they don't have any potential for them themselves to decide to go up and down. V'rak Yisrael yesh lahem melachim לבחור בתור ולעלות או להפך חז ושונו וירד. And only us, which we are dormant malachim, we have this extra asset that we can go up and down, and all those decisions are made by us. ואימם מעלים או מורדים גם את כל הבריאה לתקנה או להרסה חז ושלום. And therefore we have the ability to either bring up, as we're focusing on Kedusha, bringing up the whole all the Bria, all this creation with us in Kedusha, or להפך חז ושלום. והנה האדם הנברא כדי לעמוד בניסיונות. And a person that was born, it was born in order to stand up to the trials and tribulations of the world. Or bekoach ma'asav tovim litaken la'ashlim et briyam. And by the fact that the person chooses good, he rectifies the world. not only our world, but all the worlds. ולכן, אם הייתה בריאה כולה שלמה ומתוקנת מעיקרה, לא היה בה חסרונות ולא היה בה ניסיונות של הבחירה בין טוב ורע. If the whole creation was already perfect, then there's no person for a person to exist. What is there for him to do? אבל מעט השעה לדי השתלשלות העולמות, מחמת שירת הכלים ויציאתם מחוץ לגבול האחדות האלוקות, but the fact now that there was a quote-unquote breakage, and therefore something for us to fix, for us to rejoin all the pieces together in order to make the achdut, and then in order to see Hashem's hand in all things. הגיע עולם עשייה התכלית החיצרונות ונתגלו בו כוחות רעים במידה גדולה. Therefore, that's where all this construct was made up in order for us to put all the pieces together. ממילא יש מקום לעבודת אדם. Therefore, there is a place for a person to do an avodah, to do something, lifchol tov v'lemaos hara, in order to choose the good path and to move away from the bad, leteken olam b'mochus shakai, in order to fix the world as it's supposed to. Olam, now on page Pegimo, olam kemo she'al yedei shvira nidgulu adinim, in the same way that the shvira revealed the dinim. ונשתלשו לעולמות ממדרגת האלוקות לדאג הפירוד, דאגות הפירוד, and therefore then when the שפירה happened, it automatically created everything which is underneath it, till it finally came to a place where it's called the olam הפירוד, separation, the world of separation, where we see everything, the illusion is that everything is separated. כן בסופן מרוב הסתרת אור שלמותו יברך, שם בתכלית ההסתרת אור פנה בחושך הנוצר מעדר גילואב, ניגלו גם הקליפות וכוחות החיצוניים, כל חקי הקדושה והטוב שהיו בכלל הכלים לשבע מלאכים, קדם, רפח, ניצוצים, כולם נפלו לבורות, נשברים בעמקי הקליפות ונתעברו תוך הרע. And therefore, where was all this evil element, where did it manifest? It manifested in the lowest places where the light was finally settled. The light started from the source, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ended up in the lowest places, and that's where the lack of light is, and that's where the creation of negativity in the klipot arise, and that's our world. And therefore, the goal of a person to choose good and move away from the bad, he has his free choices there. And therefore, parallel to those choices of tovara, what is a person doing in the spiritual realm? He's choosing to uplift the spiritual sparks of the broken vessels, which are the seven kings, and leaving behind the negativity that it caused. That means that, as the Arizal explains to us, that all the negativity, which we call, in other words, tuma, or in other words, we find, is sigim, impurities, all these were already included in the malachim. And that's one of the reasons Arizal gives, that's one of the reasons why they had to break. Because then this impurity, which was already embedded in these seven kings, had to be extracted. And the way you do it, as we said many times, is that you have to break it in order to extract it. Like a keli tuma, a keli cheres, in order for the tuma to come out from a keli cheres, you have to break it. You have to break it. And therefore, when it broke, the klipa manifested itself in a greater way. And our purpose is here to uplift what is good and leave behind the bad. That's why it's called avodah the birurim, as in lashon borer we find in Shabbat, to choose good and leave the bad behind. So in our world, that manifests in doing a mitzvah and not doing something wrong, an avon. In the spiritual world, that would manifest by raising up, choosing the spiritual sparks, and leaving behind the bad. And then he continues, "Ma'ale otam le'ma'ala be'atzilut kodesho yibarach lachzor litaken sham kechelik min ha'olam ha'briya ha'atzilut," in order to bring them up and bring them back to where they already originally were, which is in the world of Atzilut.
באופן שתחליט עבודת האדם בתורה מצוות היא להחזיר להעלות כל הטוב שנפל למטה על ידי השבילה זקילים לבורות נשברים מקליפות אל מקור הראשון עליון לדאגות אלוקות ושלימות.
So therefore the whole purpose is one, very simply said, is just to raise up these sparks back into where they were, into the world of Atzilut. And therefore by doing that, the klipot eventually will fade away because they have no source of energy, and the world of the spiritual world will be rebuilt b'malchut shakai. Ot lamed hey. Al yedei mitzvot shekayimim Yisrael nitkenim ha'olam o. Through the fact that a person does the mitzvot that rectifies and establishes the worlds, spiritual worlds. And to explain this a bit deeper, he explains as follows. In Ot Lamed Hey,
שבכל מצווה שעושה אדם הוא מברך חלק מסוים או מיוחד משברי הכלים והרפח מתוך קליפות.
Every person, when he does a particular mitzvah, he affects that nitzutz, the negativity and the rafach, all that is affected directly by a person's actions and a person's dibul, because there's a mitzvah which is talo b'dibul, and there's a mitzvah which is taloi, depending on his maaseh. So each one will do something else. Or mitzmitiaches bipratut elota mitzvah, which connects itself to the mitzvah. So every mitzvah will do something different depending on the nature of that mitzvah.
כנגד כל מצווה פחותות יש לו חלקי ברורים, כזה במצווה זה תשתו הבירור, כי כנגד כל הנשמה ונשמה שבכלל 60 ריבו נשמות של ישראל יש להם חלק מיוחד של הבירורים.
And every person who knows with 6,000 נשמות, every נשמה has this particular עבודה which another נשמה cannot do. Every person is special, as we always know, was always heard. And why is he special? Because he has a special place, a special role, a special attachment to a particular birur, avodat, a birurim that he has to do, that nobody else can do that job except for that particular neshama.
V'chen keneged kol yom v'yom d'shata alfei shinin.
And every single day that situation evolves, in the 6,000 years that we're here,
יש נחלקים מתוך הבירורים מיוחדים לו.
That a person has to do a particular birur, that means avoda, אבל ליד בירורים on every single day, it's actually every single moment.
ולמעשה, כל הנבראים בעולם הזה, הן מסוג הדומם.
Now everything actually, whether it's in the level of domen, which is inanimate objects, or misuga tzomeach, which is the vegetation, life, hem misug chai, whether it's a living, the level of living, meaning the animal lives, where they're living, vehem misug medaber, which is a higher form of life, which are those who speak, which are people,
kol elim bahem nitzutza kedusha mishivrei kelim rafach nitzutzim.
Everything that we see, everything that there is in the natural world and even in the spiritual world, all are a combination of the Zayin Malachim Shenishburu and the Rafach Nitzotzot.
Kimitziutam shel kol shloshet olamod biya hi misheret biruim elu.
They make sense because, as we know, the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya were created due to the falling, due to the fact that the kings broke and descended into the lower worlds.
The kol mitzvah v'mitzvah, therefore, everything which is included in those worlds obviously come originally from the Zayin Malachim.
The kol mitzvah v'mitzvah, and every single mitzvah, kifi shemityachsuta, אם לדומם או לצמח או לחי או למדבר מבררת בתוכם חלקי קדושה שנפלו ומעלה אותם למעלה להתעכב באצילות. And therefore, and when a person is doing an avodah, shouldn't take it lightly. When he's doing a mitzvah, whether it is putting a mezuzah, putting on tefillin, or blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, doesn't matter what person is doing, he has to know that he's doing a tremendous rectification in every single part of the creation, on every different level, on every single different world. And that's why he's so important. And he has to raise up these spiritual sparks back into the infinite world, which is called the world of Atzilut. Kach kol cheke Atzilut shenaflu chozrim la'alot la'alot limkomam shoshah elyon umi'ir ba'alein ha'ensof ma'asim merkava likdushato yibarar v'zu tikunam. And this is the person's a reason of être, la raison d'être. The reason why a person's here is in order to make these tikkunim, in order to rectify the patsuf and the olamot. In order that, finally, the shefa that is trying to get through will finally get through. As we give the mashal of the crooked pipe, as one is the avodah is to straighten out the pipe, and therefore the shefa, which is trying to get through the pipe, will finally flow through and connect with us. It will be one again with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so let's continue. Baruch Hashem, we finished Perek Dalet. We're now moving over to Perek Hey. We are now on page Pei Hey. Olam Atikum Nikra Brudim Ve'atzilut. Subtitle: Tikun Olam Anikudim Hu Al Yedei Shema Achadash Yatsa Be'et Atikun V'ini Ba'er Im Shem Ben Shnishbar. Excuse me. So let's explain what that means. As we explained many times, there is a musag called asmab, ab sag maoben. The gematria of a Havai of 72, 63, 45, and 52. We identified that the shvirah, and as we know, that's the focus of our attention, is by the sag. To be more precise, is the sag. We know there's also shvira by the ben, which is called the malchiyot the ben. So let's do it this way. If you were to take, for example, ben, we can divide the name of ben into 10 svirot. So we have the keter of ben, we'll have the chokhma ben, bina of the ben, and then continue on with Chesed Gvot Tiferet, Netzachot Yesod Malchut. Those are the 10 Sfirot of Ben. So if we really want to be more specific, we should say that actually the last Sfirah in Ben broke, which is called the Malchiyot the Ben. That came out from the Naim Da'ak, from the eyes of Ak, and fell down, as we know, we just read that it fell down into the lower worlds and created the lower worlds. Okay, that's fine. Now the question is, now we're in the Tikkun now, the rectification stage. We're going to get into details now. How do we rectify this situation? We spoke about the aliyat of the birurim. We spoke about the aliyah of the shivrei kelim all the way up back to the world. But it's not as simple as that. We don't just bring them back up. What we have to do, rather, is to combine them with the rest of the shemot, in order to make them more than what they were originally. Meaning, in our example here, we're talking about the ben, and we speak about the malchiyot of ben brooks. That means one tenth of the shem Hashem of ben brooks. Therefore, it's logical to say that in order to make a true rectification, we have to join up 9/10. The remaining 9/10 of that ben, join them back together with the 1/10 that fell into the lower world, and therefore you have a proper tikkun. Well, the beginning of a tikkun, anyways. So is that clear? So again, 1/10 of ben broke, which is malchi of the ben. We bring now the 9/10 which are remaining, which is called teisha svirot elyonot de ben. The last remaining 9/10 of Ben, we join them together. That means we're raising up the 1/10 from the world of Biyam. We raise it up to Atzilut, and we join it up the 9/10 of Ben, which is going to come out from the Enayim again, the second
a second release of this Shefa of Ben coming up in the nine. They're going to join together and make Ben HaShalem. Finally, Ben will be complete. Now, we have to understand, this is just b'tor ha'akdama, that the true tikkun, and this is what it says in Zohar, is called the miskila. We've mentioned this before. This musak of the miskila. The mitkila is, it's called the scale. Now, what does the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai mean that the true tikkun is by the scale? Is the form of scale. Scale meaning has to be a balance. And we know that all balance has to be a balance of forces of Ma'uben. Now, what does that mean? Ma represents the right side, which represents the male, the masculine powers. Ben represents the left-hand side, which represents the female powers. We're not going to go into depth right now on what Ma and Ben are exactly, but we'll see that later on. Let's just take the concepts as they come. And therefore, since we have a combination of Ma and Ben, we put them together, that makes the Tikkun Shalem. As is also Tikkun Shalim. It's a complete Tikkun. Why? Because then you have both facets of the entity which are completely one, and they complement one and the other. Whatever Ma has, Ben doesn't have, and Ma complements Ben, and whatever Ben has, Ma doesn't have, and that complements Ma, and so on and so forth. We spoke right now about bringing the 9/10 of Ben to the 1/10 of Ben which fell. What is needed now to really make a tikkun shalim is now to introduce Ma, the right hand side, because all we have is Ben, the feminine side, and that's really what broke, the most feminine part of it, which is the malchut of the Ben. Now we have to bring the Ma, which is called the Ma Chadash, which is the second to last of the building blocks, which is Ma. That's going to come out from the Metzach, from the forehead of Adam Kadmon, and that's going to join together with the Ben, which came out, the two parts of the Ben that came out, and that's going to make the true Tikkun HaShalem. Okay, so what do we have again? Three elements over here. We have the Malchiyot of Ben, which fell in the world of into the world of Bi'ah, Bria Yetziah Asiyah. What we have to do is, through the Torah mitzvah, we have to raise them up. All these nitzutas leave behind the klipa. Where do we bring them up to? The world of Atzilut. That's stage number one. Stage number two, we have to bring out now the Teisha Sfirot Elyonot de Ben. The 9/10 of Ben have to come out now to join up with the 1/10 in the world of Atzilut. Stage three, we bring now the Ma Chadash. Now the Machdash, the masculine element of this tikkun, and that's going to join together. You're going to have a Ma'u Ben in completion, and that's going to create what's called the Patsuf, and the Patsuf is more on tikkun. Okay, so that was the introduction. Now let's start reading the text on page again 85, Ot Lamed Vav. Ve'ata tzrichem anu livaer ofen tikkun. Hashem Malachim, the Shem Ben. Now we're going to play more into detail into this. Ma'o akoach amitakinam kasher hem chozrim ve'olim shuv el olam atzilut. What exactly is fixing them once we bring them up? We said we have to bring them up. Now how do we fix them? But is it tzrichim anu liskor mash kutuv le'er? We have to remember what we said earlier on. Ki olam hanikudim shebo hayta shvira, that the olam hanikudim there was a shvira. Hayah Mishem Ben Da'ak. As we know, the Shvira happened in Ben Da'ak. Olam, Terem Shibianu Inyan Shem Ma Da'ak Ma'inenu. But first we're going to speak about the Ma. V'hu ki b'shat ha'tikun, at the time of the rectification, Shuv me'orim ha'b'chinot tachtono shebipnimiyut Adam ha'kadmon, et ha'zivug elyon da'ab and ab v'ab d'sak da'ak. Now, in order to make the tikkun, we know we have to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to go back to the highest sources. Now, one of the highest sources is called the Ab, the Ab, and the Ab, the Sag, meaning it's the Ab. We know that's the highest of all the building blocks, and then you have Sag. So you have to go to the highest points of that, which is called an Ab, the Ab, and the Ab, the Sag. You have to make a zivug over there. It's called Zivug Elyon. Ali di Zivug Ze Yotze Shema Ma Chadash Ma Pnimiut Ak Lechutz Der Metzach Dak. Then it's going to come the Ma Chadash through this union of Abde Ab and Abde Saik. Hare Shema Ma Hu B'chinat Ducha. It is a masculine component. Shem Ben Hu B'chinat Nukva, and Ben is a female component. V'lechen, excuse me, Achen Hitchaber Shem Ma Im Shem Ben Nitkam Atzilu. It's as simple as that. All you have to join together is the Ma. Ma, by the way, is the Havaya the Alafim, and Ben is the Havaya Kfula, as we call it. In the world, you join those two holy names of Hashem, the Havai the Ma and Havai the Ben, together, and you have the Tikkun of the Patsufim and also Tikkun of the Slut. Here, Itchabrut Shem Ma im Shem Ben, who bekol madregot atzilut. And this will happen on every single level of atzilut. She'ein chashum patzuf ha'shvira, or nitzut katash ve'atzilut she'ein bo chelik shem Shem Ma uben. Everything is going to need to be redone, because all the world of Atzilut was only made from the Malchut de Ben. Now what you're going to need is a combination of a Ma uben to come along. Those are your tools in order to fix up the world of Atzilut, but on every single level. B'itchaberut miyachad na'aseh kol prati shlavei Atzilut lipartzufim mitukim b'shleimut. And therefore, on every level, you'll find this, that you're going to be doing tikkunim. Omotzim lifol et ha'arat hanagato של המעציל העליון בתכלית הפיחוץ ודיוק כפי רצונו לפעול ולעשות בתחתונים. And this is part of the limud of Kabbalah, the main limud of Kabbalah, is to discuss all the details and go into depth in what exactly, at the finest details, how you're doing tikkun and then what you're doing the tikkun on. Okay, so I think we'll stop it here for now. Hashem, we'll continue next time.